This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Maybe you can help me out. For a long time, whenever my wife and I go out to dinner or order food to take home, my wife will reach across the table with a fork, or her hand if it's takeout at home, and just start taking food off my plate. She doesn't ask, she just does it. Sometimes she'll put stuff back on my plate if she changes her mind and she decides she doesn't want it or like it. If I say anything about it, I am accused of being a food nut or food hoarder. I understand a husband and wife could have a certain openness to their relationship, especially after 28 years. However, I've always found this rude and, frankly, invasive behavior. Am I wrong in noting that it's rude, even if it's my wife doing it?
Oftentimes, we get careless with the people that we love, and then we judge them when they speak up for setting their own boundaries. But I think it's delicate. One of the thoughts I had is you don't want someone else's rudeness to define you. And I think that's what happens here when husband speaks up and wife says, oh, you're a food hoarder. It's like, wait a second. I'm telling you that your behavior isn't making me comfortable and you're name calling me after that? Like, what gives? Where have we broken down to the point where that's okay?
Okay, so much going on here.
I know, right?
And I like the tone with which you're already developing the sample script and the response, because I can feel the good humor in it, and I think that's going to be important as we move through this question.
Oh, we have ideas when it comes to the advice, but think about what's our reasoning here?
I love flying back 60,000 feet.
Yes, you do.
And looking at the situation and saying, this is the example I give when I'm talking to business audiences about personal hygiene and behaviors around eating food. People think that someone would tell them. When you're talking about food sharing, it's the biggest deal.
Yeah.
And you not only can, you really should speak up.
My thoughts about this one, I said, well, okay, where is the etiquette here? First fundamental etiquette. No, it's not polite to touch other people's food, even if you kiss this person regularly, right?
And since we're talking about fundamentals, you ask first.
You ask first. I mean, these are really simple pieces of etiquette that we're all taught. And we forget them when we're among roommates, best friends, relationship partners, and family as well. So I think it's important to recognize that just from a straight up etiquette point, yes, you have amazing standing on this one. No matter what the relationship, someone should ask before taking anything off your plate of food. However, I think that what I would be worried about if I was in this relationship is the can of worms. And that is, you've lived with this person, as you mentioned, for 28 years. I'm sure there are lots of grievances that go unsaid between the two of you. And when you bring one up, are you opening up the can of grievances that have been waiting to be launched at you? I would think that it's a good idea to try to suggest to get your partner's buy-in on this and say, sweetie love, what's like one thing we could each do better? And I think that that would be an appropriate time to then say, for me, I would love it if you ask first before taking food off my plate and not put half-eaten food back on my plate.
You said that with a smile on your face, and it comes through. I like this idea of being willing to turn that lens back on yourself also. When you're talking to your wife and you're having the discussion that Lizzie suggested, that you let her know how to ask you if it's a good time to share or if you'd be willing to do it. Are you going to eat all of that? Is there a little something there for me? Would you mind if I tried a bite of that? These are all the things that she might say that allow for that food sharing to keep happening, but in a way that you might feel comfortable and asked first and acknowledged.
After 30 years of marriage, you can definitely still need to get to know your partner and respect that they might think a little bit differently than you do.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.